Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, man, I am so pumped to be able to talk. We're hearing so much about chain migration.
I know, and most people don't even know what it is.
When you think about it, you know, a chain is connected by a link, connected by a link, connected by a link. And we're going to find out a little bit about that today. You know, we have a biblical perspective of it as well. But understanding that if your aquarium that you put your fish in and you put your water in, if it doesn't have sides to it, you don't have an aquarium. You understand? The water will not just stay there, right? And when you have a country, you got to have borders.
Yeah.
You got to be able to maintain those borders and allow as many people as you want to come over legally. But you have to be able to understand what is it doing to your country. As a matter of fact, here is a detailed explanation about chain link migration.
Every year, the United States admits more than 1 million new immigrants. What most people don't realize is that the majority of the new immigrants we take in are coming not because of any special jobs or skills, but because they were sponsored by relatives who came earlier. Our current law allows people to sponsor not only spouses, but parents, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, the in-laws even. It all adds up. In 2015, 500,000 people got green cards through the chain migration categories. This has a multiplier effect. Every new immigrant that we admit sponsors an average of 3 more immigrants through chain migration. Trimming chain migration is an important way that we could modernize our immigration system so that we will be emphasizing skills and education and self-sufficiency over family relationships.
This is so important when you think about it. And I was looking at some things that are available at whitehouse.gov. And listen to this, John. These are the statistics right here. As a result of chain migration, which she just explained, every hour the U.S. permits resettlers to come in through this kind of chain migration, and enough in 1 hour to be able to fill a small auditorium.
Yeah.
Every hour.
Permanently resettles.
Of course, permanent resettles. Wow. So every hour, a small auditorium can be filled by people that are coming, not by people that applied and actually, you know, went through the process. But this is somebody, just happened to be somebody's uncle, aunt, cousin,
and it's important
nephew.
To talk about that the process is a vetting process. It's a process to help people understand that they're actually becoming U.S. citizens. And
correct. And it just is so simple. The fact is, if you go walk into a business and just sit down and say, I'm working here, they're going to say, we got to talk first.
Right.
Do I want to hire you? Are you going to work in my company? And it's the same way of being a citizen of a country. And so every hour, every day, it says the U.S. settles enough migrants on the basis of family ties to fill a large high school. Now, these high schools are very, very large. You know, when you think about a large high school, that's a lot of people coming in. That's every day. And every week, the U.S. resettles enough migrants through chain migration on the basis of family ties enough to fill a college baseball arena.
A basketball arena.
I mean, think about that. A college basketball arena. So it's not, you notice that the president is saying, listen, we'll just give amnesty basically to 1.8 million folks that are here already, which, by the way, he's saying we want the DACA children to be, or not children anymore, but to be taken care of. And everybody's out there saying that they're for DACA. When the president says, we'll give you citizenship over a 10-year period of time, that's somebody that's for it.
Right.
And they're using that as a political thing because this is what they really want to continue is the chain migration. It's not that.
And that's what's being left out of this whole discussion.
Yes.
This is the big thing.
But the president's dealing with it. So every week is enough to fill a baseball arena. But every month, people that come over through chain migration that resettles in America because of family ties is enough to fill a football stadium to capacity. And we just saw the Super Bowl recently. I mean, imagine that whole stadium being filled with people that never applied in such a way that you would become a citizen. It's like you're finding out a lot of these different things. It's not everybody. But if you go through a filtration process and a qualifying process, you're able to find out, okay, you're a terrorist. You're not coming in. Mm. You don't like America. You can't come in. But these other 100 people can come in. That's the process of that. And finally, listen to this. Every single year, the U.S. resettles an immigrant population large enough to fill the size of Washington, D.C.
Wow.
That's right. Over 500,000 people coming in, not because of one person that came in. That's why the president's talking about a lottery system. It's like your name got picked from a lottery, which is, you know, if you're a cool person, it's good, and you like the country, it's wonderful, but we need to know if you're not. And so there's a process of that, of going through those particular processes. And America's filled, people talk about immigrants, but it's legal immigration. It's like if you rob a bank, they call that illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so you're not a bank customer, you're a bank robber.
Right.
It's illegal.
And illegal because you're not going according to the laws and the processes
right.
that have already been established by Congress. That's why it's illegal. You're circumventing that.
Right. But you can come and do business legally,
sure.
like everybody else is doing. And so migration is wonderful. Immigration is wonderful, but going through a legal process. I mean, think about it. If you got a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit in your neighborhood, and somebody says, well, I'm not going to drive 25. I'm going to drive 55. And when all the children are hurt and killed in the neighborhood, you're going to be upset. Why? Because they broke the law. They illegally were driving above the speed limit in that particular area. There's a reason why we're a country of laws. And you know, and it's very important to understand that. When we say we want to do away with this law, understand the laws that are keeping you safe, they can do away with those particular laws.
Yeah.
And so I know this. I know that this has been on a lot of people's mind talking about it. When you saw these statistics, it just really shocks you to realize they're not even talking about this. This is why the president, I would say, is saying, you know, let's get that 1.8 million people, children, which are adults now, called DACA, and have them become citizens over a period of time, because he's focusing on the people that are coming in through chain migration that we don't have any, you know, knowledge really.
Part of the terrorist attack that happened not too long ago in New York City, down in the banking area,
yes.
was due to chain migration, the guy who ran over all those citizens. And at the end of the day, what you're really talking about is securing America, securing the borders, and making sure that the people that we bring into our country are people that are going to add value, not do destructive things like MS-13, not like terrorists. We're not saying all illegal immigrants are like that, but there's a great flood of people that are coming to do us harm, and we don't know anything about them.
Every day they plan on trying to harm America, and there's people like that. And
yeah.
it didn't take many people to work together to take down the Twin Towers, where thousands
That's
of
right.
Americans were killed. And so we have a president and leadership saying we want to keep America safe again. And with the Border Patrol and all that's going on, we want to hear from you. And as a biblical perspective is, we love immigrants. We love the people
Absolutely.
Of the nation. We want to be able to empower them and help them and help them find the American dream, because Americans are the dreamers. And people are coming for the American dream. But to come in legally. So we want to, you know, accept and help and that type of thing, but you need to come and contribute to what's happening, because it doesn't work any other way. But comment below. We want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, write us, call us, email us, or comment below. We want to hear about your thoughts about this particular issue. And when you hear people say, you know, migrants, 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 nobody's against that. What they're saying is, it's the illegal immigrants. Immigrants are wonderful. We want to have them everywhere
sure.
in America, but to come in legally, and they're trying to merge that narrative. And you got to say, no, we're for. And people are getting mixed up in that, and they're saying,
because they don't know.
That some of the people in the church are seeming hateful about it. It's like, no, we can't. That's not what God wants. God says this. Remember, you were once in that situation,
right.
and you need to be compassionate. But you need to do. You don't rob the bank. Come in legally. There's a gate, a beautiful gate in the wall.
Yeah.
Our president talks
absolutely.
About that.
It's a nation of laws. We don't want people to come in here that are lawless, right?
Right.
It's a nation of laws that keeps everyone safe and living in a harmonious lifestyle in a society.
Right.
It's the Constitution.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.